today what makes us really happy is, well, one, it's having Autumn in this morning as our guest co-host, but
yeah.
Makes us happy all the cool stuff that you guys do and great things and great work that you're doing at the Therapeutic Equestrian Center. I mean, you're helping people every single day.
That we do. We have lessons during our summer session on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then also Saturday mornings. So we could use a lot of volunteers to help us with that.
Yeah.
The easiest way to get a hold of us would be to go to our website at www.techfarm.org. So TECFARM.org.
Wow.
And you can download our information that way.
That's awesome. How many horses do you guys have?
We have 8 right now. Wow. In every size imaginable, from a pretty small pony up to a big draft horse. Wow. Cross. Because people come in different sizes and have different needs, so we need mm-hmm. different horses to accommodate them.
How many people do the horses serve in a typical week? Students?
We've got right around 40 right now.
Okay.
During the school year, when we're running our school programs and whatnot, that will go up. Last year, we had 147 people that were with us, and some of those folks ride with us on a weekly basis and mm-hmm. continue from year to year. So, the numbers grow depending on what the activities are that are going on.
That's amazing. And how many volunteers do you usually have? Tons, right?
Right now we're around 85.
Wow.
And we need more as far as that goes. Yes. So there's many opportunities if someone doesn't want to volunteer on a weekly basis. They can be a sub and help us with lessons that way. We have summer programs where we do a summer day camp. So that might be great for a kid that's off for the summer and would like to have a volunteer experience. And those are 3 mornings a week in June, July, August. We have during the school year programs with Blossom Land Learning Center and Lighthouse mm-hmm. Education Center. And they come out at the end of their 6 weeks experience. We go into the schools and work with them. And then they come out to the farm for a day, and we need volunteers to help with that during the school hours. So it's a great way for looking at what's out there in terms of volunteering mm-hmm. and seeing what we can do to make it work for your schedule.
And you said that you need not only the need of the volunteers, but you also would love to get maybe some new horses.
Yes. We need to retire a couple.
Yeah.
And We're looking for a couple of horses right now. Our one pony, Tori, is pretty tiny, so we're looking for a small horse. Maybe there's a kid that's going off to college and mm-hmm. doesn't mm-hmm. really want to get rid of their horse right now, but would like to lease them out to us for the year, and we would do that. We have to go through a process to evaluate them. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, not every horse is suited. If you've got all different people working with them, they have to be very gentle. They have to be pretty bomb-proof, so to speak, mm-hmm. where not much is going to upset them. But quite often, a lot of the kids that have done the 4-H horse shows here locally or shown at the fairs, those horses are pretty bomb-proof.
Yeah.
And this might be a great ticket for your horse to have a job to do while you're gone off at college.
Sure. That's a great idea.
We're also, obviously, we also look for donations of horses. Mm-hmm. And our last resort would be to purchase a horse.
Sure.
But whatever we can do, because we are a nonprofit, to save money. Mm-hmm. And still provide a good quality home for a horse, that our first options for donations are.
That's great.
What we like.
Well, we'll talk more about all the cool stuff you guys do at Therapeutic Equestrian Center as you are our guest co-host for most of the show today.